Welcome to Faith Boost, a message by Pastor Andrew McLennan.
Did you know that in the New Testament, whenever God moves by His Spirit, many people become Christians and turn to Jesus? Hi, my name's Andrew. This is Faith Boost. I'm here today to boost your faith with ancient secrets that still work in the modern world. Well, in the Old Testament, we see glimpses of what's going to happen in the New Testament. We see the power of God moving in the Old Testament in such a way that people come to know the Lord, that Israel, the people of God, are used by Him to gather people in to the kingdom. And it happened a few times. David gathered people into the kingdom. The Bible says that people came from other nations, other lands to serve David, and they integrated into Jewish culture. They integrated into the Israeli nation. They submitted to David. They submitted to David's God. It's one of the wonderful things about the empire under David, or the kingdom under David, I should say, that many people came to believe in the Lord. We see Rahab the harlot just before Jericho's walls come down. She believes and she's integrated into Israel's nation. And in the book of Esther, we see it also. This is one of my favorite parts of the book of Esther. It says in chapter 8, verse 17, "And in every province and city where the king's command and decree came, the Jews had joy and gladness, a feast and a holiday." This is a move of God. Now, we've been reading the whole book of Esther. We know what's been going on. There's been, you know, drama, saga, there's been plots, there's been, you know, attempts to destroy the Jews. There's been a horrible attempt to wipe them out, to commit genocide towards them. And it's been, you know, really heavy and really serious, but God moves, and we all know what happens. You know, the people of God win and they're filled with joy and gladness. And that's also a fruit of the Holy Spirit. But I want to just focus on the other fruit of a move of the Holy Spirit. And that is, the Bible says after that, that many of the people of the land in the Persian Empire, many, not a couple, not one, not two, many of the people of the land became Jews. I love this, because fear of the Jews fell upon them. And, you know, in the New Testament, it's the same. In the book of Acts, we see a move of God. In the book of Acts chapter 2, the Bible says the Holy Spirit fell on the church, on the people of God. They were praying. They were doing something which is fairly private. You know, prayer meetings are normally fairly private affairs. The Bible says they're in the upper room, which means they weren't in a public place. They weren't trying to, you know, be out in the open and sort of be exhibitionist and show off. They were praying in the secret place, like Jesus had said to do. But as the Holy Spirit came upon them, tongues of fire fell upon them. They came out into the open and they started speaking in new tongues and in languages they didn't even know before. They were speaking in the languages of many different people who were there, who heard them. And this is what we call a move of God. But what is the fruit of a move of God, a real move of God? It's not just hype. It's not just excitement. It's not just energy. It's not just everyone going to church all the time. It's not just extended worship. It's not even people being healed or, you know, touched by God or getting words, all this stuff. Look, that's all good stuff, and I'm not against that. But I've seen in my lifetime, people say, oh, there's a revival on in a certain place, and you observe it, and there may be a lot of worship. There may be nightly meetings. People may even be getting healed and claiming to be getting healed, and people may be, you know, exhibiting a move of the Holy Spirit by falling over or all these sort of things. And there's nothing wrong with all that stuff, in my opinion. But if it's a real move of God, here's what you'll see. You'll see people getting saved. Because since Jesus died and rose again and sent the Holy Spirit to the church, He said, I'm sending power upon you to be witnesses for me in Jerusalem, Judea, Samaria, and to the uttermost parts of the earth. And He said, wait for the power of God to come upon you. Tarry and wait in the city of Jerusalem until you receive this power. This power was not just for great church. It was not just for great worship. It wasn't just so people could get healed. It wasn't just so you and I could be gifted and do things for God. It was so the church could reach the world. And on the day of Pentecost, thousands of people get saved. Just like in the book of Esther, many of the people of the land became Jews. In the book of Acts chapter 2, thousands are saved. And then later on, we see Peter and John, you know, see a lame man healed. Thousands are added to the church again. We see Philip going down to Samaria, preaching the gospel. Healings are happening. Devils are being cast out. Wonderful. Was it a move of God? Yes, because the Bible says many believed in the Lord. They believed in Jesus. So This is what you need to observe. If someone's telling you there's a revival on, or if you think you're in revival, ask yourself a question. Are people being saved? Because salvation flowing to people who don't know Jesus is a fruit or an outcome of a true move of the Holy Spirit.
Thanks for listening today. Please like and subscribe on our channel. We hope and pray that you are inspired and strengthened by these short, sharp, Bible-based messages. We would love to know what you think, so write a review or comment. Pastor Andrew's website is i2aw.org. That's i2aw.org. If you've been blessed by this message, share it with someone and they can be blessed too.